So I'm curious, with the fact that you were a sports fan as a child, though, was it kind of neat to have the baseball stuff here as well? Did you ever
Well,
enjoy
it
that?
certainly helps on the economy. But people like me or across the street, we don't see any of that money. You know? The people don't fare as well as they might. I don't know the answer to that one, but all that other stuff they put on, I don't think a citizen see any of it. You know, really. Prices don't come down. It's still, well, in the summertime, it's wicked here. Because, well, you know, we all know they jack it up. And in some respects, I can't blame them. You know, make hate money while the hay shines or sunshine. But, I don't know, there should be some awful rich merchants around.
Did the Hall of Fame draw a different type of person here? Did you see people move here that were of a different background than had been before?
Only the employees, although they do hire a lot of locals. But there's not that many employees connected except paperwork. But you don't see any big leaguers. The only big leaguer we had here is Whitey Wiltshire, and his daughter and son are in with Hargrove, Ted Hargrove, that big restaurant there. But a lot of them said, "Gee, I'd like to live here." You don't see them.
So was the vacation community with the lake, was that had that existed before the Hall of Fame or?
Oh, yes. People still come here to and have camps, summer camps. And the biggest problem with the lake is there's no access to it. You know, after you leave Cooperstown, there's no access to Three-Mile Point. The other is up to the head of the lake, Springfield Landing. The rest of it's all private. So I know some of the trail, oh, a lot of trailer, boat trailer business. They come up for a day or a weekend, but nobody's settled right in it because there's no room, no place to go.
Well, when you go, are you where are you able to go and
I
fish
go
on the
down
lake
the
now?
lakefront.
Okay.
I don't have to worry about it now, but both my sons have got boats now. I mean, I still get out. I'd rather have my own, though, go where I want to. But I'm happy.
Is that something that you still do with people? Do you have fishing buddies that you go out with?
Oh, yeah. Well, mostly my sons. I got a lot of friends that I go out with, too, but the same with hunting. But I liked it better when I had my own. So.
Well, what have you ever got a chance to have any of your grandchildren out fishing or hunting?
Have my friends out?
Or your grandchildren? Have your
Oh, not
grandchildren?
yet, not yet. Yes, as a matter of fact, Saturday morning, my grandson is going to pick me up. That's Clifford's son, the one that works at Bruce Hall. That's his picture up there in the end.
Okay.
That's Cliff Jr. And my oldest son, he always picks me up. I don't go with him in the daytime, well, I mean early, because I can't walk, you know. But about 3 o'clock, he'll be here picking me up. We ride around.
That's very neat. Well, did you recall when the Farmers Museum and the Fenimore Art Museum came to Cooperstown?
They were always here. They were actual farms. And I was here. I wasn't here when they officially turned them over as museums. But it wasn't that long ago, because I knew Campbell. He's one of the guys that got most of the old machinery and everything, and got them for the... In fact, he was a curator there when they turned it into a museum. The art, I think that was there before that even. It was a regular farm. Nice, beautiful countryside there. I mean, a brick wall or stone wall. I used to tend bar in the Fenimore house. They had a swimming pool down the end of the stairs. But they'd have a big party, a ball. And I helped tend bar. That was a museum then. That was long. That was when I was still in high school. So I don't know what year actually that was officially designated a museum. But I'm sure the New York State's got a lot to do with it. And Jane Clark, naturally. She owns it. She owns the Hall of Fame. We'd be pretty... Four off, we didn't have her on, I think. She's done an awful lot of good for Cooperstown.
Have you ever had any personal contact with any of the Clark family?
Yeah, I attended parties, some of them. I mean, attended bar at them. I also worked summers there when I was in school in the hay fields and cutting corn, and that was... quite a while ago, too. Probably, let's see, 43. A lot of us guys did, too. Weed by hand in the cornfield. I think they did it just to give us work. Didn't pay much, but... gave us something to do.
Well, did the Clark family always provide a lot of things for the Cooperstown area?
I would say so. Just exactly what, I don't know, but they provided employment and have built, like a gymnasium, boy. What other small town's got a gym like that? That's really where they should have put the Hall of Fame with it all up barking at it. Can't be an armchair quarterback all in life.
So with the tourism then, do you see tension in the summer months between the residents and the tourists a lot? Or... you know, a frustration?
Yeah, there's frustration, especially traffic-wise. I haven't noticed any, you know, belligerency or, you know, you get hot on the collar and it goes away. But I haven't really seen anything that bad. There's a few bitchers, but... They don't stop to realize that it's only, 2,400 people live here year-round. Can't do everything.
Do you have to change your schedule ever in the summer to accommodate how many people are here?
Well, I'm sure they do. Some people... I've heard, I'm not know for sure, rent their whole house for the whole summer and go someplace else and then come back in the winter. When that ball field opened up for the kids, Dream Park, that was a big boost. Those families spend a lot of money. But they're also the biggest cause for congestion. But it's run right, I'll say that. I worked down there half it one summer, about 5 years ago. And it's well run. I did all right.
So you think the ballpark's a good thing to have for the kids? It's a good thing.
Sure. Now there would be a case. I don't know why. Maybe he has thought of it, or maybe he doesn't want to, but they should get some big-name ball players to spend a week down there advertising, you know, and then have them go around and teach the kids how to swing or feel a ball. That would, to me, would be go over great.
Do you recall seeing or running into a lot of ball players around Cooperstown?
Yes. Yeah, but I'm not into baseball myself. But they'll walk down the street. They go into bars and restaurants. But 90% of them, well, this is back when they used to have the games. The old timers stay at the Otisaka. You see them on the golf course. And they said, hey, they're no different than you and me. They'd speak. If they're not really tied up, they'll give you an autograph. They're not, you know. I can't see them charging kids, though, for their autograph. They get tremendous amount of money for them. Yeah.
When did a lot of the memorabilia stuff come? Speaking of signatures and everything, when was the big boom in all the stores selling the memorabilia and all that stuff? Was that a later or more recent thing?
Pretty much, yeah. They get a group together and they'll put out tables for them and then advertise that they're going to be there. But that's when it costs you $25, $50, $75 an autograph. I asked, believe it or not, my hero was Ted Williams when he was alive. So I talked to him down at the gym. I said, how come you guys are charging? I said, don't they put any money away? Christ, most of them be millionaires. He says, yeah, but he says they see one do it and they're going to get in on it too. And he says, I don't think they need the money. I'm sure they don't, but if one does it, they're all going to do it. Except, you'll see, now who's the guy that just got in about 4 or 5 years ago? He broke somebody's hit record.
Cal Ripken?
Who?
Cal Ripken Jr. broke Lou Gehrig's record for consecutive games?
No. Well, anyway, he goes around and gives his autograph, boy. You know, especially the kids. I like that. Who the heck was that?
Have you seen a change in the nature of baseball from enjoyment and sport to money?
Yep, big time. The Reader's Digest caught it pretty good, too. Forgot the title. When did baseball become a rich man's game or something? It told, you can add it up yourself. Down in the stadium, see, you got your wife and two kids. All right. park and getting in buy a ticket, have a hot dog. It's gonna cost you a couple of bills, you know. It's not, you gotta be real interested in baseball to pay that much money. I'd better take them to a circus or amusement park where they can use it, you know. They'll find out.
Were you ever a fan of taking your family to any sporting events, or what did you think were the best events to take your family to?
Well, we never took them much. We went to most of the high school games when they played. But now, well, like I said, my son took us to the Kentucky Derby, and that, we like horse racing, but it spoiled me a little bit. It's crowded and dirty, and just didn't appeal to us after we went.
Well, have you spent much time around Saratoga Springs, if
yep.
you like horses?
Yeah, we love to go there. We go there once or twice a year. Sometimes more if she can. I like it just once or twice.
Would you like water?
Oh, yes. Thank you very much. What types of things do you do up at Saratoga?
Watch the races. No, really. That's all there is up there. Is place a bet, go watch them run. Either come back and collect or start figuring out the next race. It's not, well, some of those throw together bands they got up there are tremendous. Boy, they got three or four that are really good. I'd love to listen to them.
So you go up there more for the bands, for the horses, than like for the betting?
That's right. Oh, we don't have enough, not a lot of money. Well, we bet $2. But it's tempting, but we haven't got that kind of money, so.
So, okay, well.
She loves to, well, I like horses. And the color, everything is put together up there, and it looks very nice. Well run.
Well, getting back just briefly to Cooperstown here, what do you kind of see as Cooperstown's future? What do you see as it moving forward, you know, from where it is now?
They got to change the parking, I think. The very place where the merchants are, they got half of it blocked off for delivery. I think they got to work on that parking a lot more than they have. That and the lake should have more access. But, see, the money's keeping them out. I'm sure that the state would put in a beautiful launch. But I heard they got paid off, so they dropped that out when they put the park in. I don't know what the hell there is about it. It wouldn't hurt it. I don't think it hurts the lake a damn bit. Make it a little muddier, maybe. But fish-wise, I don't think it hurts. Parking, the lake. I'd like to see them encourage some more small businesses, but there's no place for them to go. No place, you know, that people could buy and fix up. Need a taxi service. They've got one, but it's out of Oneonta. But when I was down in Otisauga, I could see. I'd go in a hock to buy a van. And while they're having these conventions down there, the wives there aren't doing nothing. Take them to Saratoga. Have them back. Things like that. I don't know why they don't do it. Maybe it's insurance or... But I think that'd be a nice service. Or take them shopping.
Now, what have you seen then, speaking of the future of Cooperstown, of the young people in Cooperstown? What are they going on and doing?
They move out. There's no future here for... Unless you own a business. There's no future. No, you know, manufacturing, there's no, well, I can see why. Jesus, I'd like to keep it like it was 50 years ago. Beautiful. And have all the traffic and all the hubbub. But I think what they're doing is doing it right. But they got it, you know, they're doing a little bit at a time, but some ways I don't think they're doing it right. Like that parking, jeez, it's terrible. The hospital's another thing, beautiful. We are so lucky that people live here, but it costs a hell of a lot of money to live here. If I could work, I'd move out of here in a heartbeat, really.
Well, I guess just as a kind of a culminating question, what's been your favorite part, though, about growing up in Cooperstown? What are you really looking back, appreciate the most about being here?
Okay. I knew just about everybody, and everybody knew me when I was growing up. There's a lot for younger people to do, but it's hard to make a buck. And there's a lot of, well, I don't know if you're familiar with the school or not, but there are so many scholarships and prizes, you know, given away, and that's neat. Because a lot of these, you'll find that some of the ones that need it most work harder and they get the prizes, some of them. But I think you've got a good program for kids. You've got a good school, good gym, good atmosphere. You wouldn't want to see it expand. I wouldn't anyway.
So is there anything that I didn't ask you about that you would like to talk about?
I can't think of anything. I really can't. After you go, think of a million things.
What the?
I have to have some. You ask me a question and an answer would bring up something else that I was thinking about.
So, well, this is going back a little bit, but before we finish up, I was just curious. You were so close with your brother and everything. If I may ask, what exactly happened with his experience with NASA? You had said that there was some kind of... that he contracted something? What all was the deal with that?
With what?
With your brother in NASA?
Yeah.
What happened there?
Well, he retired. And right after he retired, it wasn't a year, and he got, what was it Rod had that they decided? You remember, Dor? Hmm? What was it Roger had?
He had a rare form of leukemia.
Okay.
And they sort of thought, I think it was that orange, whatever, overseas.
Agent Orange?
In the service. Might have had something to do with it. But it was never, you know, really ever said that, but it was sort of hinted at.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. We all think it's kind of funny, but... And he said the last time I saw him, even, I said, don't forget, when you get out, you're going to tell me what to do. Well, we knew he interpreted, but he says, I can't tell you after...
40 years after he retired.
After he got out,
40
he
years.
Says, he can't. Yeah. I couldn't even tell you.
His wife didn't even know. No. He couldn't tell anybody.
They had him brainwashed. You'd like him, Jason. He was smarter than what. Likeable.
Yeah, he used to get very ticked at him because he could do crossword puzzles better than his big brother. Yeah. He was a nice guy.
So does he have any family that's still around that you are in touch with? Like, was he married?
Yep, married, got 2 daughters and a son.
And they all come up every
once
year.
Once a year. We have a reunion.
Family reunion, or if somebody dies or somebody gets married, they're here. They're just great people.
They really are. Oh,
boy. In fact, his wife made Chuck that lamp for Christmas.
We do a lot of singing.
Yeah. So those are our 3 sons and Chuck. She made it. She does ceramics, and those are ceramic. And the light works, too. I don't know whether it's plugged in now or not, but anyway.
Probably not. That's pretty. So... Well, as a final question then, since we're so close to Thanksgiving and Christmas, what are your plans for this year?
We're going to our oldest son.
For Thanksgiving.
We're taking, she makes scallops, oysters, and 3 or 4 dishes that they don't know how to make. They said, be sure to bring them. So we know why we were asked. Not really. They would ask us anyway.
My sister comes down.
Where do you live?
I live in Maryland.
Oh, yeah?
So I'm going to be down there.
The state of Maryland?
Yes, the state of Maryland.
Do you live anywhere near Rosemary?
You drive down there?
I'm driving down there this coming week, yes.
That beltway, I went around it twice once. Yeah. I don't like driving down there at all.
We got lost once going down for a graduation. We always went to the graduations and the weddings and everything that they had down there, because, you know, they always come up here for everything for us. So
okay,
we had a very close relationship with them and his family, and still do.
Well, I hope you guys have a good holiday.
Yes, I hope you do too.
And I really appreciate you spending some time to talk to me.
No problem.
It's been great.
Do you want to look at any of the genealogy my brother made?
Yeah, we can look at some of that now.
Huh?
We can look at some of that now.